identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
We are young, hearted to heart, we stand. No promises, no demands. Love is a battle.
We are strong. No one can tell us where we're wrong. Searching our hearts for so long. Both of us knowing love is a
Benatar, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Drive careful out there. Might be a few little scattered slippery spots. It's Mike McKay along with you as we get going on this Monday morning. Coming up later this hour, did you know that there's such a thing as revenge quitting? Yes, not just quitting a job, but now revenge quitting is a thing. You could probably figure this out what it's all about, but I will explain it in details later this hour. Right now, Don Henley, 105.7 CFW.
We make their workday fly by with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more on 105.7 CFW.
Get up that great big hula of hope for
call a destination.
There's Four Non Blondes, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike along with you as we move through this Monday morning together. And yes, we kicked it off today. Our break in the spring text to win contest is on. Last hour, we had our first winning keyword of the day. We're going to have multiple times throughout the day that will give you a different keyword. You make sure you have that Civic Media app on your smartphone so that when you hear that keyword, you can text it in. The more you listen, the more keywords you'll hear, the more opportunities you have to be one of our many, many winners. And don't forget, too, even if you don't win one of the hourly prizes, everybody that sends in a text is in for the grand prize giveaway. So just put us on, leave us on all day long. For your opportunity to be a winner with us here at 105.7 CFW. All right, let's get to the birthday and anniversary shout-out, shall we? Brought to you each and every weekday morning by Lasker Jewelers in Eau Claire. Lasker Jewelers right across from the Oakwood Mall. You know where they are. They'll take care of you whatever you're looking for when it comes to jewelry and watches. They will take care of you at Lasker Jewelers. And when you stop in there, tell them Mike McKay sent you in, all right? Do me a favor and do that, will you? All right, you need to get somebody on the birthday or anniversary list. It's pretty easy. That Civic Media app, open it up. Go to 105.7 CFW and either email me or text me. Make sure you put it to my attention to say, hey, Mike, and let me know who's celebrating. That way I'll get them on the air. Tina Stevens celebrating a birthday today. Gene Forster is on the birthday list. And Debbie and Luke Strand are celebrating their wedding anniversary today. So happy, happy to one and all. And if it's your birthday today or anniversary, hope it's going to be a very nice day for you. Celebs you're celebrating with, if it's your birthday, Jessica Chastain, she's 48. She's been in a lot of different movies, including, did you ever see The Eyes of Tammy Faye, where she was portrayed Tammy Faye Baker? That movie was nuts. Crazy, crazy stuff. And if that was even close to reality of her and Jim Baker's life, wow. Peyton Manning, 49, retired quarterback, NFL Hall of Famer, and used to be, at least they've kind of settled down a little bit, but it was a while there. Peyton Manning was like on every other commercial that was on TV. Dude must have had a really, really good agent. Jim Parsons is 52. Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory. And Kelly LeBrock is 65. She was in a few different movies, but she will always be the woman who was created through the computer by the two nerds in Weird Science. Yes. What a great movie from the 80s Weird Science was. Anyway, there you go. So, again, if it's your birthday anniversary, hope it's going to be a good day. Brought to you each and every weekday morning by Lasker Jewelers in Eau Claire.
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Today's birthday and anniversary shout-outs brought to you from the studios of Lasker Jewelers.
I love the way he balances the grocery cart on its back wheels every time we reach the dairy aisle.
It's never what you expect.
It's like clockwork. He looks so focused and serious while he's doing it.
It's rarely the same thing twice.
Like a kid practicing a trick he's been refining for months.
And it's always magical.
At Lasker Jewelers, we've started thousands of conversations with customers by asking,
"Tell me what you love about him."
The way he grins when he manages to hold it steady for a few seconds.
And once we know,
we can show
the perfect piece for him he'll love. That's the Lasker way.
And for 100 years, it's made Lasker's the easiest place to shop for diamonds and jewelry in America.
My sister and I are humbled that people from around the world have come to our family's stores
to buy just the right one
for just the right one.
Now I understand it's his little ritual.
I'm Nicole.
And I'm Liz.
Before you ask her,
Lasker.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Winter is out and winning is in. In our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. For terms and conditions, log on civicmedia.us/contest-terms. Good luck.
CFW.
CFW, Aha, and Take On Me. That song, there's another one of those songs where it took a while for it to get some traction. That was first released in 1984 in the UK, and it did not chart at all, nothing. And then they re-released it in 1985, and then it charted in the UK, and then it was released in the US, and it went straight to the top of the charts. And of course, it had a very cool video that went with it. And obviously, MTV's impact on pop music is what drove that song to the top of the radio charts. So there's your musical history for this morning. See, you're always learning things by listening to this show. That's why you should be here every morning. Here's Billy Idol.
Last night a little dancer came dancing to my door. Last night a little angel came pumping on my floor. She said, come baby, got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help from above. Because in the midnight hour, she brought love.
I'm there. Well, tired and lonely, she's near to bed. What set you free and brought you to me, babe? What set you free? I need you here by me. Because in the midnight hour, she cried more, more, more. With a rebel yell, she cried more, more, more. Wow! In the midnight hour, babe, more, more, more. With a rebel yell, more, more, more.
Hey, he lives in his own heaven. He likes it to go from the 7-Eleven.
Monkey do, right beside a riverboat gamble. Erotic images float through my head. Say I wanna be a midnight rambler. Sexy, but quickly the blood races through my veins. Quickly, lobby, I wanna hear those sugar bells ring. Wish me love, a wishing well, to kiss and tell, a wishing well, a butterfly tease. Wish me love, a wishing well, to kiss and tell, a wishing well, a crocodile cheese. Get up!
Darby and Wishing Well, 105.7 CFW, a guy that was actually compared to Prince when he first came out. Yes, a lot of the critics were saying he was going to be the next Prince and things like that. Could you set the bar a little higher for the guy? I mean, that's asking an awful lot of a brand new artist to say you're going to be the next Prince. Obviously, he did not ever reach the status of Prince, but then again, how many artists have? It's Mike McKay along with you. I just saw a new study that shows that moderately overweight elderly people and older citizens, that not obese, but having a little extra weight on you as you get older is not necessarily a bad thing compared to being normal weight, quote unquote, or under weight. They say that a lot of doctors are now saying that a little bit more weight on you is actually good for your body as you're older. So again, you can't be obese, but, you know, a little bit extra meat on your bones, so to speak, is not necessarily a bad thing as you get older. So my granddaughter, Vivi, I know she listens with our daughter, Chelsea, when they're going to school in the morning. Viv, if you're listening, keep bringing those chocolate chip cookies to Papa. You're helping things out, all right? It's okay, regardless of what your mom and your nanny have to say.
Just begun. She opened up her eyes and thought, oh, what more? wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
CFW.
CFW 80s, 90s, and more. Quiet Riot. Coming up, there is such a thing called revenge quitting. Yes, people aren't just quitting their jobs. It's revenge quitting. I will explain it to you and what it is. What a world. Right after Jackson Browne.
But just look at that.
Chris Jackson Brown, 70s Baby, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. There is a new trend out there called revenge quitting. Back in the 70s, there was a country song called Take This Job and Shove It, and basically that song was about, you know, telling your boss off as you walk out the door. Well, that's what's happening now, only, of course, in today's world, it has to be videotaped so that it can go on social media so that everybody can see as you left your job in a dramatic, disruptive way, leaving in the middle of a shift, quitting at a really busy time of the year, sharing negative opinions about the company publicly, all that kind of stuff. The only problem with that, and I think we've all been there at one job or another where you've just wanted to say, that's it, I'm out of here, and really just blast off. The only problem is, though, in certain situations, if you quit like in the middle of your shift, the only people that really are affected and they get hurt by it are your coworkers, because they've got to pick up the slack. There was a guy that I worked with. This was a long time ago at a radio station I was at. This was back in the day when we played records and we had our commercials were on something called carts, which looked like, if you're familiar with 8-track tapes, all the commercials were on these like 8-track tapes. So in the studio, we would have hundreds of these tapes. And this guy decided that he was going to quit his job, and he was upset with the company, and he wasn't being treated fairly. And when he quit and left his shift in the middle of the night, he went and bulk erased about half of the commercial carts. So the next day, all these commercials, none of them would play because they were all erased. That was not cool. And as a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that was his last ever radio job, if I'm not mistaken.
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
With low crop prices, do you ever wonder if you would be better off just renting out all or part of your farm to a trusted farmer? Peck Farms, a respected name in the community, is seeking farmland to rent. Why not give Peck Farms a try for a year to see how they use soil testing, crop rotation, no-till, and other cutting-edge farming practices to care for your farm? Call or text Mark Peck, 715-894-7772. You can also email markpeck302@gmail.com.
Looking for a meal that's fresh, exciting, and all you can eat? Come to Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi, Eau Claire's first Hot Pot Buffet. Savor traditional hot pot, freshly made sushi, and a dinner buffet featuring crab legs and oysters. With monthly specials and endless choices for lunch and dinner, there's something for everyone. Stop in for an unforgettable dining experience. Located at the corner of Claremont Avenue and London Road, Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi, where fresh flavor meets endless possibilities.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file. Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. With just days to go until the nonpartisan Wisconsin Supreme Court election, President Donald Trump has endorsed Judge Brad Schimel. President Trump claimed if Schimel's liberal-backed opponent, Judge Susan Crawford, won the election, the movement to restore America would bypass the state. Elon Musk-backed groups have also invested millions of dollars into the race, even offering residents who sign a petition against her $100. Crawford's campaign called Schimel a corrupt politician who will bend the knee to right-wing special interests. A recent report released by Insurify found that Wisconsin drivers have the second highest rate of receiving speeding tickets in the country. According to the report, nearly 8% of drivers in the state have at least one speeding ticket on their record, trailing only North Dakota at nearly 9%. Experts say the data may not be a commentary on drivers in the state as much as targeted enforcement efforts conducted by law enforcement authorities. They also say the state's roads are generally kept in good condition, which could contribute to speeding. Two Barron County organizations are working to ensure that every fish commercially harvested is fully used. Aqua Garden LLC and Great Lakes St. Lawrence Governors and Premiers are working together on the sustainability initiative, making sure that every part of every fish harvested can be used for something. The meat is the easy part, but organization officials say fish skin is also very valuable as leather, and even waste could be used for fertilizer. The groups are sharing an online pledge with information on everything fish can be used for. One of the largest firearm manufacturers in the United States will be relocating their entire manufacturing operation to Wisconsin. Henry Repeating Arms plans to relocate to a newly expanded state-of-the-art headquarters in Rice Lake with two additional facilities in Ladysmith. Company officials say they're also working on opening up a third facility in Ladysmith over the summer. Their current manufacturing operations are run out of Bayonne, New Jersey. Officials say the transition will allow them to increase production and improve collaboration. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down through the day today. Mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the upper 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
CFW.
Lake Wissota wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.